Hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where every single day you get to receive 8 minutes of inspiration, mostly for creatives and entrepreneurs. I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Becky Vanesse. Welcome, Becky.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Ooh, baby, we're going to have fun with Becky. Becky knows a lot about bodies. She's an entrepreneur. She's got a lot of background in marketing. She has been married for 21 years. She's also got a realtor license, but she loves that body work. Welcome, Becky.
I do love that body work.
What made you decide to do fitness and bodies and being a figure competitor? What drew you into all of that?
Well, first, I've always loved workout and health, of course. But I would say the beginning of last year, I noticed I wasn't getting any results. So I spent a lot of time and I thought, this is interesting. As much time as I spend in the gym and, you know, towards my body, I'm not really seeing much change occur. And I'm all about change, of course. So I decided to do something different, right? Add a little bit of chaos into my schedule, my plan, my food. So I got a trainer. And what he did basically is he kind of switched up my food constantly. So it just constantly kind of has my body like, oh my gosh, what are we eating next? What, you know, it just, you never get comfortable with the same old routine. It's always something different. So I found with that, then I instantly started seeing changes.
Wow.
Which is interesting, right? You add a little chaos, and I don't know how other people are, but what happens is, like, I'll have a favorite meal and I'll eat it all the time. It's easy. So I was eating basically healthy, but kind of the same meals constantly. And so once I just got that trainer, and he just, you know, really threw like really chaos into my meals, into my schedule, everything started to change.
What would you say for an entrepreneur, what would you say the role of having like a healthy body that's responsive and talkative, make a little connection for us there?
I'm glad you said and brought that up, because it's very interesting. What I decided, what I wasn't willing ever to have, was to show up and be fully present, like my body be fully present. And what I mean is, you know, I think when you tend to, it's not even really about being skinny. It's not really being about super fit. But what it is about feeling and being is, when you walk into a room and you feel on top of your game, when you feel sleek, when you feel amazing, when you put that pair of pants on or those jeans, and you know, you're like, wow, these look good on me. And so once you have that and you walk into a room, you get attention. You get so much attention, whether it's judgment, negativity, praise, admiration from other men, whatever it is, you know, that's all energy and it's all attention. So I realized before, I just wasn't willing to show up. I wasn't willing to show up.
So, oh, you know what, Becky? Yeah. I don't have that at all. I think, you know what, I look back at, like, when did I stop being willing to show up?
Isn't that interesting?
It was about age 15. When I look at, when was I like not willing anymore?
Yes.
So up. And so it's fascinating that you brought it up like that. It's really playing with me. Like, I love the energy of just a willingness to be that sexy, bodacious, beautiful being you are, no matter what that is.
With the judgment and being okay with the judgments as well, because it's all energy, good or bad, just really being okay, because it's just so much. And so when I decided that I was going to allow my body and be with my body and allow it to show up and be present, it really took me to the next level in work.
Wow.
right?
That's awesome. Businesses.
I had, I do many different things. But even with one, I had people calling me asking, you know, me for work. The people that I work for that they're my bosses are, you know, texting me, wishing me, you know, happy Thanksgiving. I mean, just really this, when you're willing to show up, the energy that you get from the people that they want to work with you, they want to work with you. And that was interesting for me because I was willing to be me and willing to be, you know, the best that I could be. And I think people feel that.
Was there something else that you'd like to share with our listeners that was kind of like a time in your life when everything was so bad that you had to kind of say, or, you know, if you're not using judgment, something that was such a point where you felt like you absolutely had to make a change? Was there some moment that kind of strikes you that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I have many of those moments. We don't have as much time to go through them all. So let me pick them up. I guess it just popped into my head where I remember we just had another business just fail. It was, you know, feast or famine, making millions down to, you know, going to the mall, buying whatever I wanted to dig in almost in the couch for change for gas. And at that moment, at that time, my husband was more of the catalyst for that. And I sort of took care of the kids. And at this time, my husband just sort of had enough, you know, because we had a couple businesses. It's just, he had enough. And I remember driving saying, what can I do? God help me. And it was more, I recognize now the questions I was asking really opened up the doors.
Yeah,
so I knew it was time for me to stand up. I knew it was time for me to do something. I knew it was time for me. Like, what can I do? I was at that point a mom for so long that I really didn't do anything anymore but take care of the kids. And I did help out with the businesses, so I had a lot of knowledge on that, but I was not the main person in that. So I remember asking, whatever it is, what do I know? What can I do? Just help me. And at that point, I want to tell you, is what started my journey. I got an opportunity and I took it. And then the next thing you know, here I am. I have 4 or 5 businesses. And so just what do I know? Because I thought, I know nothing. I felt really low. I thought, how am I going to take care of my children? And I think any mom, not even any mom, any person has been to that point where it's a survival question. Like, I have nothing. What do I know? What can I do? What am I going to do if something happens to my husband, you know, move back with my mom? You know, those are really interesting emotions and questions that come up. And by saying, okay, whatever it is, who do I need to talk to? How do I need to do it? Whatever it is, show me and I'll do it.
I'm just going to get it in. So yeah. Tell us real quick, we have just like 1 minute left. What's one of the books that you love?
Oh, that's a hard question because I love so many books, but I have to say, I think the catalyst for my change was The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy.
Awesome. And
that one really helped me recognize what I was thinking and saying to myself and add new things and make that change.
And then what's one of your favorite songs from when you were 16?
Girls just want to have fun.
Love it. Thank you, Becky. You know what? You know, I didn't structure this podcast exactly like the others. We are actually at the end of our 8 minutes. How can people find you?
Too much fun.
How can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Becky Vaness, V-A-N-N-E-S. I'm on Instagram. I also have a website, BeckyVaness.com. I have like pages. Cool. Yeah, just... I'm all over.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all your help.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. This was so much fun.